Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live. Anna Daly in for Andrea today. Now it's time for the Pod Squad. And today we're talking about the podcast, What Went Wrong? Have a listen to this.
Dive into the production nightmares behind Hollywood's biggest flops and most shocking successes, like Dr. Dolittle.
It's a shutdown production. When a giraffe stepped on its own penis.
The Wizard of Oz.
They put Judy Garland on a daily diet of 80 cigarettes and chicken soup.
And Popeye.
So they're stuffing mannequins full of cocaine in order to get them to their set of the live-action Popeye.
From Waterworld to Showgirls, what do your favorite and least favorite films have in common?
They were all really hard to make.
So, was it loved or loathed? Well, I'm joined now by the host of For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke, and News Talk's Neil Kavanagh. You're both very welcome.
Thank you for having
us. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Right, this podcast is for movie lovers, first, Elaine. Maybe give us an explainer on the podcast, first of all.
Yeah, I don't think the title gives much away what went wrong, because it's what went wrong specifically in the making of films. And the many things that make you think, like, how did this ever get made with all the things that went wrong? Because movies are really big productions, a lot of moving parts, a lot of people involved, a lot of struggles to get financing, then cultural events throw off your film. Like, you'd be surprised how often 9/11 comes up as an impact on filmmaking. So a lot of things can happen in the process of making a film, and a lot of things can go wrong. And this is a really deep dive into all of those things. Like, it's hosted by Chris Winterbearer and Lizzie Bassett. Both of them have a lot of, like, experience in this area. Lizzie Bassett's a really experienced podcaster. Chris Winterbearer is himself a writer, director, and film school graduate, so knows a ton about filmmaking. And because of that knowledge, like, it's very nerdy. Like, if you're really, really into films, this is probably float your boat. But if you are more of a passing interest in films, it might be too in-depth for you. I loved it, though, because I am definitely a nerd about these things. I love knowing how things work and getting under the hood of things. And this is like getting under the hood of filmmaking in a way. And yeah, they do... You can easily get invited in because they do big hits. Like, the first episode that caught my eye a couple of months ago was Back to the Future. And Back to the Future recently had its re-release for its anniversary, so I can see why they put that out there. So they do big films that we all know and often love, and you get a lot of backstory. And I'm a big fan of that Netflix show, The Movies That Made Us. Mm-hmm. And if you like that show...
You'll like this podcast.
I think you'd like this podcast, yeah.
And what is kind of handy is that you can scroll through the episodes and obviously choose episodes that are movies you genuinely loved and want to know
and
more
have
about.
Because it will go in depth and tell you things that happen in the film, obviously. So you want to have seen the film or else you'll get everything spoiled for you.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Neil.
Yeah, I wish I had had your explainer about it before I started to listen, because it piqued my interest, the basic explanation of it. And I'm probably a bit like you, Elaine, where I love the nuts and bolts of something. I wouldn't call myself like a real movie head. I'm desperate with actors' names, directors' names, couldn't tell you any of them. But I went into this a little bit blind. And my first impression was I was looking at the great movies, and then I saw the duration. And I have to admit, a part of me went, like, really? This is nearly as long as the actual movie. So I listened to the one about Bohemian Rhapsody, and I listened to part of The Last of the Mohicans, which I'll get to in a second. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I think it was an hour and 45 minutes. So initially I was going, there's a barrier there. How am I going to fit in an hour and 45 minutes? That's longer than a commute. Yeah, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Like, the hosts are brilliant. Like, they work really well together. They clearly know each other very well. And they're very well scripted and rehearsed. But, like, oh my, they know their stuff. Like, they have phenomenal, like, off-the-cuff knowledge. Like, very unlike me. They know every single, you know, moving part. Like you said, Elaine, so many people make up the production team. And quite often, like, in the Bohemian Rhapsody episode, like, some of the kind of big talking points about that were Sacha Baron Cohen was actually involved in the very beginning of it. He was mooted to be the lead. He was going to be playing Freddie Mercury. But there was the director, Brian Singer, who got the credit, but by all accounts, actually never really turned up on set. And it's very delicate subject matter without spoiling anything. And they navigate it perfectly. There's a lot of litigious kind of stuff in it, but they are just phenomenal hosts is the first thing. I probably found, like, by the end of that episode, I had that barrier of thinking, do I have enough time to give to this? And then I found myself driving in today going, I think I want to listen to another. And that's where The Last of the Mohicans came in. It's a movie I've always loved. So I can see where you're going with this, Elaine. Like, it definitely, I think once you kind of get it and you just appreciate that there's going to be stuff you don't know what they're talking about, it is actually, it's one of those things I really want to know about that movie. Like,
well, you went back for more today. Yeah. So clearly, maybe it's a slow burn, but when you get it, you're really in it then.
Yeah,
you're
think going so back because, for more. You know, it's kind of those bragging rights, I suppose, that you get, you know, when you're talking to your mate about that movie, you're like, well, did you know? You know, it gives you that kind of insight.
A bit of pub chat, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Which ones did you listen to, Elaine?
I listened to loads.
Did you?
I got kind of hooked in, and I'm at the point now where I've listened to so many, I kind of need to take a step back now, because I'm like, okay, I'm full up on film nerdery at the moment. But I listened to the Back to the Future episode, I listened to Dirty Dancing, it was Halloween, so I listened to a few of the scary episodes, Halloween, Blair Witch Project. That one is a brilliant episode. If you're going to dive in, the Blair Witch episode is incredible because it made me want to rewatch that film and think of
and
all
how
of
that
the
movie in particular
happened.
Was made was you know, groundbreaking. Yes. The shaky video camera and all that kind of stuff,
and that
wasn't
even what they set out to do, and that's what you learn through the podcast.
Yeah.
And
now what I will say, right, is that it, as soon as I see 90 minutes on a podcast, I'm annoyed. I'm like, this is just too much of my time, right? Mm. So it really needs to be good. And then maybe I have a very short attention span, possibly do. But the preamble kills me. Just get to the point.
Yeah, I felt a bit like that. And sometimes they go down, I love a tangent, but they like take a tangent. So let's just say it's the director of photography on a movie and they'll give you their whole bio from like where they were born to what all their movies to what college they went to. And a lot of it feels unnecessary to me, but
I'm the same. I'm thinking I want to do that skip, you know, the skip intro on Netflix. I want to do that on the start of 9 out of 10 podcasts.
Yeah.
Because the preamble is just so self-indulgent and rambly. But as you say, Elaine, you like the nuts and bolts. I'm like, just get to the, and what I thought I was going to get from this was, you know, the shaky set of the wall shaking or the ghost image, you know, those kind of,
I thought that too, the blunders. I had a feeling, you know, you see those, you know, there was someone's hand in the scene that shouldn't have been there initially. That's why I should have listened to Elaine's synopsis first.
But it's much more purist and highbrow and like it's proper movie nerd stuff, anorak stuff, isn't it?
Really? Yeah. And I have to say, like, they're so well researched, these hosts.
Ridiculous.
Like, they go through so much. They've read every article, every oral history. They've even read autobiographies by people who have been part of these films. And sometimes they've done interviews, like the Donnie Darko episode gets really in depth about the cinematography because they actually interviewed the director of photography and one of the chief camera operators.
I wondered
separately
about that if they had guests.
So sometimes they go really in depth on a topic because of that background knowledge that they have accrued. Like, I'm never going to read Jennifer Grey's autobiography, but they have, and they've given me the tidbits that are relevant to Dirty Dancing, which is the part of her like story that I'm most interested in. And they give you some tidbits about her lead up to Dirty Dancing and Ferris Bueller as like kind of the touch point leading to that. And they actually go into a lot about that. And now I don't have to read her autobiography, but I'm still
that's a good point because they are so well researched, aren't they? Yeah. And they have a lovely rhythm between co-hosts.
Like, they obviously
very
equally
well
know as much as each other, but Chris tends to sit back and Lizzie, at least in the episodes I listen to, Lizzie takes the lead.
I think they swap it out. Yeah, cool. So one of them kind of takes the lead on an episode.
Yeah, I like that idea there's like the facilitator and then there's the expert. You know, it really works.
Yes, I listen to Shawshank because I just think it's iconic movie.
I was curious about that.
Yeah, it like all of them, I think for me, and it's just my personal opinion, they're talking about people I don't know for the first 20 minutes. So by the time they're talking about the Morgan Freeman character, for example, you're 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're not the purist, which I'm clearly not, I'd be skipping half an hour in and then you're getting to the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, because it's worth the wait.
Movie.
Like the meat of it is actually, it's fascinating.
Yes.
So I've probably listened to just the intro bit of The Last of the Mohicans, so I'll get to the meat hopefully on the way home.
Okay. So who's it for, do you think, Elaine?
It's definitely for people who are movie nerds. Yeah. Not even buffs. Like, I wouldn't consider myself a buff, but I'm definitely interested in this stuff. And I do kind of pay attention to the people behind the scenes. Well, see, I dip in and out. I don't listen to it in a 90-minute stretch. I do dip in and out of it. And I find that it's a good podcast for that. It is quite well structured and really informative. If you like podcasts like The Rest is Entertainment, because they get into the nuts and bolts of the entertainment industry a lot of the time, I think you might like this. As I said, if you like the movies that made us. If you're watching Mr. Scorsese, which is like, and numerous episodes looking at Martin Scorsese's career on Apple TV at the moment, and that goes pretty in depth on that one guy. If you're into that kind of thing, this could be something
for you. This is for you. Okay, Neil, what are you giving it out of 5?
I was firmly on the fence at 2.5, which doesn't sound right. I'm leaning towards 3, and I think the big thing against it is just the duration. It's hard to get around
that. It's a commitment, isn't it? Yeah. But we did discover you went back for more today, so you know. Elaine?
I know it's not for everyone.
Yep.
So I will give it 4 from me. Because like for me as a person who this is made for, this is hitting a lot of points for me. Definitely.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, the podcast, you can decide for yourself. It's called What Went Wrong. And have a listen. Maybe let us know. Elaine Burke, thank you very much. And News Talk's Neil Kavanagh, thank you for joining us. Now, up next, we all have match fever from yesterday's game. Back after the break.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.